This is, hey everybody, this is Jim Sama from jimandlisasama.com. And today I want to talk about a very sensitive subject, something that kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. And the name of my article today is, Do You Dishonor Family to Get What You Want? The other night I was at a presentation, and at the end I was in the front of the room, and I sort of explained everything that I did about my life, being a self-made entrepreneur and business owner. And it's amazing how you can affect certain people in certain ways. So later on, we had all dispersed, and we were in the front, and a young gentleman came up to me and said, you're Jim Sama. And I said, yes, I am. And he said, well, he said, I respect you and what you've done in your life, and I have a question for you. Now, this young gentleman was 19 years old, very smart, an engineer, and was going on a certain path. I, on the other hand, am a baby boomer, have experienced quite a lot of things in my life, but one of the things I never experienced was a boss. So obviously he looked at me as a father figure, and he said to me, I have a very tough question for you. So he commenced to tell me that his father is an extreme traditionalist. He believes in working a certain amount of hours for a certain amount of money, and to work that for the years that you live and make a living and supply your family with what they need. And he did a very good job providing for his family and working, and he continues to work as well. But this young gentleman does not want to take that path. He sees the entrepreneurship as an opportunity for him to be far more than his father could be. And his father does not condone what he is doing as far as this business goes of being an entrepreneur and a self-made man. So he asked me my advice. What should he do? I thought deep and hard, and again, the very first thing I had to say to him is, listen, I do not want to disrespect your father in any way. He seems like a very nice gentleman, and he has a certain mindset and a way of thinking. Now, in one of my other articles you probably have or have not read, I talked about that. I talked about the wanting to have more than my family did, and not that I was disrespectful, but there was something that I had to do that was inside me that just had to come out. And whether I succeeded or I failed, I was going to, I guess, fail my family in a certain way. I kind of explained to this young man that I think it's good that he has these feelings of entrepreneurship and wanting to do something to make a residual income with himself. But I also said that he should experience a job. He should experience work, because this is something that you will never get back. And I also feel as though, you know, with my sons, I showed them certain ways, and funny, because I wanted them to get jobs, even though I didn't really have one as far as business ownership or having a boss. But I told him that the learning curve and what he would gain with having worked for somebody will give him tremendous experience in his future life. I told him that he could actually do both, because what we do is very part-time, and he can have that entrepreneurial spirit while he is earning an income. You know, again, I always say that if you have a job, you will earn a living, but if you have a position in a network marketing company, you create a lifestyle. And it's something that will last forever. He's only 19 years old. He has so much life to live. And it kind of resonated with me, as I said, in my younger days, that nobody was going to tell me what to do or what not to do. I was fortunate. I was fortunate in what I did because my drive and passions were so great. And this is what I teach. But again, it comes to a position that, you know, when you have somebody who you respect and look up to as a parent, I think that there's a fine line there, and it has to be confronted with his father. So I think, all in all, a compromise is something that should be done, especially where you are of such an age. You know, being a Gen Y, it's great in this day and age. There's so many opportunities for these kids to grow and prosper and have something. But I also think it's traditional business to have a job that you do get paid for, and you learn that value. Because again, in a good network marketing company, the earning potential is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you can earn a six-figure income that goes on residually with that right company and the right structure of a company. And again, it's something that I do teach with my company. So having said that, yes, I would never ever disrespect the person who I respect, and I would get that job. I would earn that living. And in the same token and in the same breath, I'm saying, start this business. It's a very part-time thing. It's something that's very doable. You can do it in between. And whatever resistance that is created, it's not major. You know, it's not, I understand that, you know, you have to do something that you're passionate about. If you're passionate about this, do it. I have this passion with my business that nobody else can take away from me. So that's something that you don't want to be unhappy by just listening and doing something that you're not going to be happy with. So again, do and respect your parents or your peers or anybody that you may have doubts of knowing what to do, but pursue your dreams. I guess that's my whole thing today, is to pursue your dream and listen to somebody who understands and who's been there. Because if they haven't, you'd have no idea what you would be getting into. So again, this is Jim Sama. I hope this helped the Gen Y part of this world. And as I said, pursue that dream, but also have the sense enough to understand and to know that there is a living out there. You can create it and experience it. And as you're experiencing that, create your lifestyle. Again, if you want any more information, I also wrote the Home Business Blueprint, which will give you an idea of the concepts of marketing. And it's free, and it's at jimandlisasama.com. So let's get started on your dreams and not someone else's. And I will talk to you next time. Have a great day. Thanks.